About the only exception to the mandatory watercraft inspection checks are inner tubes.
Everybody has to stop that has any type of vessel.
Region 1 Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Game Warden Captain Lee Anderson says inspectors are looking for aquatic invasive species.
Whether it's a motorized boat or a non-motorized boat, if it's an actual vessel, then they would. So canoes, kayaks, paddle boards, rafts, all those would have to stop. The only ones that wouldn't would be like a pool toy or...
Anderson says it's a misdemeanor offense to not stop. But he says issuing tickets and collecting fees is not their main goal.
You know, our goal is to clean it, decontaminate it, educate folks before we send them on down the road.
Fisheries conservation specialist John Walksmith with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the boat check stations being mandatory comes out of the last legislative session.
I think it's important to make it mandatory that people from other states where we are concerned they're coming through Montana stop and have their boats inspected to make sure that they accidentally don't get transported to a body of water where we don't have it. Mostly I'm talking about the zebra and quagga mussels.
Zebra mussels were first found in the Great Lakes in the 1980s and have spread. They've been found in a few western states, including Utah and Colorado, and quagga mussels have been a problem in Lake Mead in Nevada. Walksmith says they're also looking for aquatic invasive plants, like Eurasian watermilfoil, which has been spotted and treated in northwest Montana. At a check station in Coram, near the west entrance of Glacier Park, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks inspectors have checked thousands of boats, but they've also seen hundreds drive by.
Yeah, I think because it's fairly new this year, at least in this area, a lot of rafters, boaters, and stand-up paddle boarders the inspectors are seeing, as one just drove by now, aren't stopping.
Walksmith says they've counted around 900 drive-bys of non-motorized boats.
We consider them fairly low-risk boats, so they would go through a check station fairly quickly, and it's more of an outreach education type of stop for them anyway.
And in the last 30 days, what bodies of water have they been on?
Kimmel.
FWP Inspector Don Hollingsworth talks with the driver of a truck, license plate from Washington, with two sea kayaks strapped to the top. While she asks questions up front, Inspector Sterling Neep walks around the truck, looking at the vessels.
Well, these are low-risk boats, so primarily you're just looking for any debris that might be on them, any kind of vegetation or mud. If they were a higher-risk boat, a boat that held water, you know, and we would be looking for standing water and things like that.
Another truck with Texas plates is carrying several kayaks on top. It pulls up and the driver holds out a piece of paper with AIS passport printed on it. Walksmith says these passports are available at the check stations.
You just pull in and explain to the inspectors that they're just boating in the local water here and they'll be traveling back and forth. And so every time they come by the check station, they pull in, show their passport.
Walksmith says the inspectors already have the information on the vehicle and the boat and just give it a quick once-over before sending the driver on their way. Region 1 has a roving check station, as well as stationary ones in Ronan, Thompson Falls, Troy, and Eureka, in addition to Coram. FWP says one of the most important roles of the check station is outreach and education, making sure boats aren't carrying aquatic invasive species and getting the word out about the issue. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.